morning. Welcome to Friday. Starting to see some sun kind of peeking out here. Still got some snow showers showing up on radar. 15 degrees. Welcome to it. And Fridays wouldn't be Fridays without the multi-award winning Brianna Kovalin from Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yes, absolutely.
And and welcome on in. I'm excited because we're talking flood forecast today.
Yes.
You know how jazzed I get for that.
I know. You get so excited
I
about
do,
this.
I do. And I remember what you tell me.
Well, that's good.
Almost down to a fault.
Well, that's good. So then what is this forecast called?
Probabilistic.
Yes.
There's a deterministic and there's a probabilistic.
Correct.
That you've taught me. I don't really know what separates one from the other.
But you actually don't even want to go as far as calling this a probabilistic at this point because it's more of an outlook.
An outlook. Okay.
Yep. We're going to
say
it's outlook.
Only the 24th of January.
I know, but yeah. We start planning for it and thinking about it in January because once upon a time, we used to flood earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now it tends to be later. Like it used to always be early to mid-March, and now it gets pushed into late March, early April. It just depends. It depends on the year.
Okay.
It always depends on the year.
So the outlook's got to be good because it's been, yes. You know, snow-wise and snow totals, it's been pretty okay.
Correct. We have had so low of snow content this year, mm-hmm. and water content in that snow that our likelihood as of now is fairly low of having significant flooding in the spring. But let's remember that we still have a lot of winter left and we have spring left.
Right.
Now, within these outlooks, though, they do add in what normal precipitation would be.
Okay.
So they would take what we've received so far. They add in what normal precipitation would be for a general time period, you know, up through March-ish. And they create these outlooks to give us an idea on where we're going to be based on what has happened and what is likely to happen. And then we always look at that 50th percentile on where they think we're going to be. Well, that 50th percentile as of yesterday was that the Red River and Wapbreck would be at about 10 feet.
Okay, which is fine.
Yeah, is nothing.
Yeah, it's not for us, no.
Exactly. Nobody would even blink an eye at that. So I would be hopeful that we would stay in that situation, but there's a lot of other factors that go into it. We had some significant precipitation in the fall, so grounds were pretty saturated when we went into freeze up, and then we had some really cold temperatures, which means our frost depth is quite deep. And then on top of that, that means it's going to take longer for that frost to come out. So what type of spring rains would fall on top of the frozen ground and have to run off? And there's all these different factors that go into it. But as of today, things look okay.
How do you do that all in one breath?
Lots of practice.
I mean, you just go. Good information.
Well, it's been a lot of years. You good have to remember
information.
That, too.
Well, and you know what you're talking about. See, that helps.
Yeah.
You know, it's
hope
not,
to know what I'm talking
no,
about
No, you
most
do.
Days.
It's good information, and
yes.
You're not rambling. So there
well,
you go.
Thank you.
That's my job.
Absolutely. But honestly, like if you look at, I'm going to hold the picture up, not that anybody at home can see, but if you look at this, all those green squares on there up and down the valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are all low probabilities of significant flooding.
So
which
we're
is
fine.
Great.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep our fingers crossed
okay.
that we kind of stay in this direction of, you know, below normal snow to normal snow, and we'll see what happens. But always keep in mind that we usually get the most significant amount of snow from the winter. Late January into February.
Okay.
So just mark your calendar. There's usually a good storm in February that'll dump 18 inches of snow or more on us.
No.
But, well, what's on the ground right now? Nothing. You can see the grass in a lot of people's yards.
I know.
So just let it go.
I know.
Yep, let it go.
Weird winters.
Yep, exactly.
We're experiencing. We're in that cycle.
Absolutely. But we're just going to keep moving and hope that we stay in this direction because it's always nice to not have a significant spring snow melt.
Absolutely. Yep. Let's talk about archery.
Yes.
Because you're an archery mom.
Yes. And yeah. Our official start to the tournament season is today.
Perfect.
Yep, absolutely. So Twin Town Archery, which is composed of, you know, Wap, Breck, Campbell, a couple other outlying areas, they are going to Hankinson over the next 2 days to do their first bullseye tournament of the season.
You got a lot of kids in that.
There are a lot of kids. I couldn't even tell you how many kids are in archery because it gets bigger every year.
Yeah.
So I can't even gauge a number. Wouldn't be able to tell you.
Well, your son's kind of a deadeye, too. I mean, he's when it comes to archery, he knows what he's doing.
Let's not get too excited.
No, well, I will. Don't I can count brag. Those,
don't,
I can brag.
Don't count those arrows before they've been shot, because that's kind of a big deal. So let's not jinx it, and we're just fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yep, that it's going to be a good tournament for all the kids.
All right.
Because it's their first one of the season, so some of them have never done a tournament before, so it's kind of a scary time. Others know exactly what they're doing, and they're still worried about it, but it's the first one, so you just got to shake off the nerves and remember what it's like.
All right. And not just an archery mom, but you're a scout mom too.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the Derby tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about this.
The Cub Scouts are having their Pinewood Derby tomorrow over at the Community Center, and that starts at 9 and runs from 9 until 11. And then the Boy Scout Troop is doing their pancake feed along with the Derby. So the pancake feed, it's free will offering. That starts at 8 a.m. and lasts again until 11. So if you wanted to come and support the Scouts, eat some pancakes, watch the Pinewood Derby, and cheer on some of those kids in their cars, it'd be a great time. It's always fun to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a great day tomorrow. And that's at the Community Center, correct?
The Community Center in Wahpeton.
All right. And do we want to talk football? Hey, Super Bowl time.
Yes.
What is your favorite snack for Super Bowl? What is your go-to if you were on an island watching the Super Bowl and you could only have one?
If I was on an island?
And you could only have one snack, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. This goes back to Scouts. I'm a big popcorn eater. I love popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
So whenever we go to U.S. Bank, that's all we eat when we're there is popcorn.
I'm going to go with popcorn. Okay.
Popcorn and a beverage.
Nachos for me. Nachos with cheese.
Oh, that's a good choice. But yeah. You know, then you get the cheese on your fingers, and then you have to get up from the game to wash your hands.
True.
And there's a whole lot that goes along with that.
True.
So if you just want to stay there, eat something dry.
And watch the commercials.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Brianna Goebel, we're talking flood outlooks today.
Yes.
And we did mention, too, that we're getting closer to recycling month, which is April.
We are.
I am really putting the cart before the horse. I'm rushing things.
You know, we always have to. They say it's better for your mental health to be looking forward to something.
That's true.
So we can look forward to all of April when we have the premium price for aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what that price is going to be yet. But if you want to hold out and save that aluminum until April, you're going to get a better price for it.
Okay.
And we do that all April long.
So. And we're going to wrap it up here because we got a flood forecast now. You know, an outlook.
Yes.
Okay.
An outlook.
Where do you think the groundhog is going to go this year? He's going to see his shadow. He's going to go back in the hole. That's my prediction.
What if he doesn't?
My prediction is he's going to, because 9 times out of 10, that's what he does.
Well, I think he's afraid of the people, not his shadow. But
it could be.
You know, I'm going to venture to say that we will have a longer winter because we had such a delayed start to it.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah,
our summer lasted, it seemed like, until November.
Mm-hmm.
And then winter just showed up all of a sudden. So I think that we will probably have 6 more weeks of winter.
Okay. Gotcha. We'll see on the second.
We always have 6 more weeks of winter.
True. Whether it sees a shadow or not.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
All right. Brianna Koval, great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Next Friday.
Absolutely.
We can talk again. All right, Brianna Koval in Wilkin County Emergency Services. We do this every Friday here, right around 9:10, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.